Mike McDonald joins us. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, Dick, and we had a dandy tonight at Richland High.
All right, tell us what happened with the Bombers tonight.
Well, the Bombers just couldn't shake off Central Valley. The game stayed close the whole way, and if you remember, it was over the holiday break, Central Valley played at Richland and escaped with a victory back there in the non-conference portion of the schedule. Central Valley ended up pushing this game into overtime, 67-67 at the end of regulation, went on to beat Richland tonight, 82-75.
My goodness. So what does that set us up now in the bracket?
Well, we're looking on that 4A side, Central Valley winning in overtime, 82-75. So they'll advance to take on Lewis and Clark for the number one seed, number two seed. Lewis and Clark ended up with a victory over Gonzaga Prep to advance into that championship matchup for the district. So G Prep will host Richland tomorrow in a loser-out game. And the winner will end up that number three seed heading on into the sub-regional.
How big a surprise was the Richland loss to you?
Well, I tell you what, you take a look at Central Valley's roster, and they're almost interchangeable pieces. All of the guards are like 6'1", 6'2". They have one good player that's inside at 6'5", a junior, Ryan Reckow. And he finished with 16 points, including four clutch free throws and a three-pointer in that late fourth quarter and into overtime. They're extremely active. They run their offense well. They don't make many mistakes. They don't hurt themselves. And they took good care of the basketball down the stretch and came away with this victory. For the Bombers, Stephen Bayo finished with 48 points in this game, but it wouldn't be enough.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least, I mean, in a losing effort, he still gets one of our big game performers tonight. No question about it. With 48. Do you know how many threes he hit tonight?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, most of his activity. And the problem was the Bombers missed a couple of key defensive rebounds that allowed Central Valley to hit some three-point shots in that fourth quarter to push it into overtime. The Bombers' offense only ended up getting to the free throw line predominantly late in the fourth and into overtime, and just couldn't get anything going except drawing the fouls. And if you're shooting two at the free throw line but giving up three on the other end, you're going to fall.
What's the 3A situation look like in the boys?
The 3A boys, now I've got a final. Shadle Park knocking off Kennewick at Kennewick tonight by one, 66-65. So, and Rogers, I don't have a final, but Rogers defeating Kamiokin. So this sets up a matchup between Kamiokin and Kennewick tomorrow night.
Loser
the winner
out.
Will advance. The loser will be out.
Oh, man, nothing like a rivalry game in a loser out situation, Mike. That'll be incredible.
So, and the last time that these two teams play, Kennewick came away with a victory over Kamiokin.
Wow. How about some girls? You got any girls action for us?
I don't have the I have one final. Southridge beat North Central 66-44. We know that Chiawana girls lost to Lewis and Clark, and that may not be on the surface for us here in the Mid-Columbia Conference. It sounds like a shocker, but Lewis and Clark girls basketball team is one of the best in the state.
Right.
Gonzaga Prep also defeating the Richland girls. That was up in Spokane. So now you've got another matchup and a loser out with Richland and Chiawana coming up tomorrow night.
All right, appreciate it. That was great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night, Dick.
You bet. That's Mike McDonald joining us out there in Southeast Washington.